Hey guys, it's Justin, and welcome to another episode of the show. So if you're new to the show and you love the show, make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend, all that good stuff. Feel free to give the show a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on all the apps that you listen to. We love to see it. So it's a good week. I hope you guys are doing well. It's another week with this coronavirus going around. So hopefully y'all are still washing your hands, covering your mouth, all that good stuff. But if you're not, you should start maybe.
Don't hoard the toilet paper.
Yeah, don't hoard the toilet paper. Don't do any of that.
None of that stuff.
Yeah, we don't want to see that. But this week I'm joined with my friend Melanie. It's been a minute, Melanie.
Hey guys, it's me, Melanie. It's been a hot minute. Actually, I did the math. It's been half six months.
Since your last appearance on the show.
Since my last appearance.
Well, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Good. So, Melanie, tell the people a little bit about yourself. Just a refresher, I guess. Like, I guess culturally, I guess. Because some people can't.
They don't follow. Yeah, that's not like they can see us.
Well, unless you follow the podcast page. Here's another plug.
Oh, yeah. Instagram.
If you love the show and you're not subscribed. If you love the show and you're not following the Instagram page, follow the Instagram page. You get to see what I look like. You get to see what my guests look like. Do you want the people to follow you?
Yeah, if they want, they can.
Okay, what's your at, I guess?
Oh, my at is on Instagram. It's Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, Mels, M-E-L-S, and then just that underscore. I had to do the underscore just because everyone had my name. Mm. So I had to go for that weird underscore.
Oh, okay.
And then I spell my name, too, because sometimes I just have, like, a weird, like, I slur my words. So Melanie Mels underscore on Instagram. I don't have a Twitter.
Same.
Like, you don't have a Twitter either? No. I thought you did.
No.
Oh, no, you don't like Twitter.
No, I don't like, yeah.
That's right.
Notoriously, I do not like Twitter.
Notoriously,
yeah.
Don't like Twitter.
I'll never
make
one.
Everyone loves Twitter. That's where all the memes are at.
That's what it seems to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
fine without it.
Yeah.
I just got Snapchat back.
Really? How's that been?
It's been okay. I mean, I only really got it back to talk to this fuckboy who I didn't know was a fuckboy at the time. And then I realized that Snapchat is fuckboy, fuckgirl language because the messages disappear. And
right.
So I just feel like I saw a whole new world.
Right. How has the coronavirus been treating you personally? How has it affected and gone through your life?
For me, it's actually not been that bad for me.
Okay, good.
And I know a lot of people are going through a lot, and a lot of people are not able to work. And I'm glad that I'm able to work. However, personally in my life, it's been okay. But let me tell you why. There's a reason. It's not... I'm also stuck at home just like everyone else, but anything you had in the back of your mind is coming back now, and it's coming back to get you.
Well, this is what I've always noticed. I even said last week that I feel like this is going undiscussed, but a lot of people that deal with depression, them being alone, having to stay inside all the time, is triggering,
triggering
their depression and their loneliness.
It is, because... right now, I want to focus on the mental health of corona just because I know everyone has broadcast to stay at home, wash your hands. At this point, it's drilled into our minds. And if you don't get it at this point, I don't know what's I don't know what's going on. I don't know why you're not washing your hands.
Me neither. Well, people don't wash their hands anyway. Like,
I know. That shocked me.
It shocked
you? Most guys don't wash their hands.
Most girls don't wash their hands either.
I didn't believe the girl thing. I'm a girl. I was biased. I was like, no, us women got it. It's a male's fault. And I know that sounds so biased, but for real, because I'm always for women. And then the same week corona outbreak came out and the people, things started shutting down, and people started to actually really pay attention, is when I was in the bathroom. I legit just saw this girl walk out the stall.
After number one or number two?
At number two. She was in there for a while. Must be number two.
So she didn't wash her hands?
She just walked out.
Well, I think people do that all the time.
That is
it's
so
always
nasty.
They always say that it's guys that are dirty and don't wash their hands.
I know. I threw guys
girls
under
do
the fire
same
all the
thing.
Time. They're the scapegoat for me.
But this whole corona thing, like, I hate being inside all the time. So I think this week I went out to the park, got some fresh air, and then this like red truck with the American flag hanging outside the window rolled through, and I was like, okay, trouble is here, time to go home. Because
no.
If you have
run
if you have a car like that, like, it's trouble.
Oh my
but
God.
Yeah, nothing happened though.
Oh,
but I was just
goodness.
Nervous anytime
I thought they're gonna like follow you.
Oh no, something. No, you have to, I don't know, I feel like if you search for trouble, you'll get
find
trouble.
It.
Yeah.
And that's another thing I want to touch on. Really, mental health is important, y'all. And I know a lot of people are so not only right now as a country, we're a little bit unequipped with facing the virus, but it's definitely going to get better. We're not at all ready for that mental health aspect. And if y'all are struggling, I just want to let you know, if anyone is just feeling really down right now, you are not crazy. Your feelings are justified.
You're probably not alone too. There's probably a lot of people that are dealing with the same thing.
I'm telling you, everyone around me is just like, you know what? I've always had a problem with my best friend and now I have to confront her because I'm mad that she did this. And it's coming out of nowhere. But it's not that it's not coming out of anywhere or they're crazy. It's just the fact that this is just something that's sit with them for a while and there's no distractions to sway them away from it. And as somebody that's dealt with depression, and I'm really good being by myself, that doesn't mean I isolate myself. Don't do that, y'all. I know right now we're kind of in social isolation and that's what's riling up these mental health stuff. But my tip is self-care stuff. I know that's really cheesy. My tip is crying it out and facing what's going on, even though it's scary. And I know I can't really recommend places to go to because it's all shut down.
I mean, I guess nature. My suggestion would be like nature stuff. But even when I went to the park, there were so many people out.
Yeah.
And they weren't like 3 feet apart.
Oh, no.
Like,
yeah, I noticed that too.
Families were out.
Because I've been going to the park to jog.
And everybody's there.
Everyone's there.
Because it's the one place that I feel like they can't really close because everybody needs exercise or outdoors in some kind of way. Because not everybody has like a backyard that they can just get fresh air. So they're like, oh, the park is close by. Let me just go get some fresh air there. But everybody was there. Kids were there. People walking close to each other. Like
dogs. Yeah, babies. Dogs. I saw babies.
Babies, yeah. Animals, everything.
Just nature is healing, guys. If you can get nature some way.
If you have a pool.
If you have a pool.
Yeah.
I do have a backyard.
Oh, really?
But good luck out there, guys.
Yeah, y'all will get... We'll all get through it. It's getting worse. Because Trump said that it was supposed to, like, get better before April, and now he extended it to...
I knew he was going to be so wrong on that. Now it's, like, July or June is what I'm hearing.
I don't know. As long as people keep staying out, just expect it to continue getting prolonged over and over again. It's whatever.
It is whatever at this
point. I feel like that's a good transitioning point. Why don't we just get into Off My Chest?
Okay, let's go into Off My Chest. Justin's got a gift. It's off his chest. You know he's got a gift. It's off his chest. Justin's gotta get some fucking shit off his
chest. Okay, so this week I actually don't really have anything to get off my chest. Reason being that I've spewed it all last week because I talked about coronavirus and how people aren't social distancing. So nothing to get off my chest as it pertains to like social distancing or anything like that, because that's the only thing that's really bothering me, I guess.
I think my get off my chest thing, okay, this is coming from a girl that's single and is surrounded with a bunch of friends that are dating.
Okay.
And I'm happy for them. Honestly, I'm happy for them. But I'm very comfortable with being by myself and I'm comfortable with just doing my own thing and I'm very supportive of their relationships. However, one thing, and I'm kind of struggling with this too on how to even approach the situation, so I would love some advice, is one thing is I know that couples like sharing or is trust or telling each other everything is trust. However, my little bit of unpopular opinion is that if you are telling, you know, your boyfriend about something and going on in my life, then you just at that point, y'all have nothing to talk about because I don't want him to know anything about my life. And people I know will just think, well, we're dating, we're going to tell each other everything. I'm sorry, but no, I just think that that's too much. I wouldn't tell my boyfriend my girlfriend's personal stuff. And I know it depends on, oh, it's like, how personal? Well, anything that it comes to my dating life or my sexual history is just not anyone's business and definitely not your boyfriend's business. And the fact that I'm not even asking them to change, I'm at this point realizing that I actually have to hold back on things I tell my friend.
Really?
Because I have to accept the fact that her boyfriend's going to know. Because if I'm not going to say anything to them. I mean, at this point, I do want to talk to her and say, hey, if, you know, I do
It'd be
like
cool
some
if you
privacy.
Didn't talk about,
yeah, like, don't cross a boundary.
Because your issue is that you are telling your friend something yes. with the expectation that the friend is going to keep it to herself.
Yes.
Okay, and she's not doing that.
No.
I think her boyfriend
just mentions it, you know.
And casually to you?
Yeah, and I'm just like, why are you?
Well, I think that's, I don't know. I think it depends on what that person is telling you. If it's personal stuff that you want to be kept between you and that other person, yes. then that shouldn't be told to anybody else. But I don't know, if it's other stuff that's not as deep, then I feel like it's okay. But even then, like, if your friendship is with each other, why are you involving somebody else and spewing, like, what somebody else is exactly. talking about? Like, your personal life is not somebody else's entertainment, is what you're trying to say, right?
Yeah, what I'm trying to yeah. say is there's a boundary on some things. I understand that he's going to know a lot of things and you guys are going to tell each other everything. I'm not against them telling each other everything. However, I'm against crossing boundaries. I definitely know now that I need a... let her know, hey, this is private, please don't tell. Mm-hmm. I definitely still need to talk to her about the boundary thing.
Yeah, you see, that's good that you're wanting to discuss it, because a lot of people are scared to even confront
their friends, even. I want to tell her, and I'm not mad. Like, I'm not mad.
Wait, are you sure?
Okay, I'm a little mad. Look at me.
You're telling yourself that you're not mad. You're annoyed, it seems.
I guess I'm trying to get myself to calm down so I can talk to her.
I think just talk to her about it, and then if you find out that she's still doing it, then you don't have to tell her stuff anymore.
Well, the funny thing, too, is I'm definitely going to talk to her about it, but I have learned that I also need to just understand that not everything I say is going to be confidential, and to be careful with what I
say.
Yes, yes. So that has changed where a little bit of my trust has kind of left, and when that happens, you can't really get it back just like that.
Well, I think that's with anybody, regardless of how close you are with somebody, I think there's always things that you should always keep to yourself. Yes, you can have a best friend for 10, 20 years and tell them everything, but I think that at the end of the day, there's some things that you should just keep to yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you want to vent about it, go to a professional or something, but I don't know. I don't know if it's a trust thing for me or what, but I just feel like not everything is for the world. Not everything is for other people.
That's the thing. As somebody with a big mouth, I'm learning this now, and that's what this situation has taught me. Not to like piggyback on what you're saying, but it's true. And that's why I've realized that I want to talk to her about it, because I care about our friendship and I want to be honest about my feelings. Like, I want to be honest that this made me upset, because I want to be authentic in that aspect. Right. And I want to, you know, I'm getting older, and it's just, I want to keep my friends. I don't have time to just make new friends, but I also do have one friend that I can tell a lot of things to, and I'm happy with just that one friend. And even if I didn't have that friend, I have my mom. And what you said, Justin, is the world, you don't have to share everything with the world. I was very immature, and I have a big mouth, and I didn't understand that until now. I realized that I gave too much negativity, and I told people too much things about myself when I was going through a rough time. I would just openly tell people, and it would just be something that I didn't really think twice of. However, people take that and run.
Well, some people, I don't think that everybody does that, because for me, like I don't feel like I do that.
If anyone ever, no, not you.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't saying
that.
Yeah.
No, I was going to emphasize that was you. I would not be doing this podcast with you. No, but. Well, unfortunately, people around me have done that, and that's why I don't know whether to. Now I know to be careful and not paint myself in a corner.
Yeah.
I feel like I did put myself in a corner with a lot of people. I feel like a lot of people like the fact that I was going through stuff, and they see me as the person with tea. Yeah, the person with tea, or the person they feel bad for, or, you know, I don't know. Just because I went through a dark period in my life, it helped me figure out who are my real friends, just because the good friends see me growing, and they see me. I'm in a good place now in my life, in a great place, and the friends that are healthy are so happy for me, or they don't even bring up anything negative about me in the past, but I feel like the friends that were not there for me kind of emphasize, like, oh, do you remember when, you know, you were a mess? Or, like, they treat me like I'm still
in that space in your life. Yeah.
And that's very demeaning. So, guys, please be careful. you can't trust anyone, unfortunately.
Don't trust anybody. So that's Melanie's lesson for today.
Do not trust anyone.
But somebody wrote in, and one of the things that they needed to get off their chest Is about social media in a way. So the person says, I don't think dead celebrities should have Instagrams. Like today I saw a post from Kobe Bryant and thought he was still alive. But then I realized he wasn't. I almost cried again. And I feel like personal pages of the deceased should be archived and memorial pages should post. And people can choose whether or not they want to follow that. Do you agree or disagree with that? That if a celebrity is dead, their Instagram should be frozen and still like... people can still view it, but you can't. Nobody can ever make posts from that account ever again.
I actually agree.
Really?
I think that when it comes to death, or I feel like social media can kind of take things too far. And I personally don't. I'm not as emotional whenever it comes to seeing a dead celebrity's Instagram. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it is sad, but if I see it actively posting, it doesn't bother me that much. But I understand what the viewer is saying, mm-hmm. just because if they have passed away, I think it's better to... I mean, my question is, if they passed away, why is it still running?
Well, I don't know. I feel like...
because I would like to know.
I think it's because of the reach that the account has. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can start another, like, memorial page and mm-hmm. post Kobe Bryant stuff from there, but there's not the same amount of followers, and the reach is not as much as his personal page. I feel like it's a personal thing. If you don't want to see posts from mm-hmm. Kobe Bryant, you can mute the account and you can block the account so you never have to see posts from that account. I think that Instagram and social media is what you make of it. If you don't want to see something, we have the ability to block, we have the ability to mute. So if you see that Kobe Bryant is still posting from his Instagram even though he's not alive, you can block that so you don't have to, you know, see that stuff anymore.
I'm not going to lie, it does mm-hmm. make me a little uncomfortable.
Really?
Unless that Instagram is, you know, memorial posts, I understand why it's still up there. Mm-hmm. But if it's other posts that maybe aren't as... it kind of just feels like they're piggybacking off the influence of someone that's passed away. Really? And maybe some people might see it as disrespectful.
Well, the thing is, the only people that are running the account is the estate. So it's not like a random person has access to it and they can post whatever they want. It's the family of the deceased family.
Okay, if it's a family, then I'm fine with that.
Okay. I don't know.
It just really depends. I just understand why someone would be uncomfortable with it.
Well, Kobe meant a lot to a lot of people. Yes. So some people can be triggered by seeing that. For me, like, it doesn't trigger me. But if it did trigger me, I can just mute and block. So it's not that big of a deal. Because I feel like mm-hmm. people get too bothered about social media when, in essence, they can just block, mute, whatever they don't want to see.
It's kind of in that essence, even if it's not really something you completely agree with, it's not super harmful, and just learn to take yourself out of that space.
Yeah, just don't let it affect you.
Don't follow it. And it's okay to be a little bit triggered by it if, you know, you love someone so much mm-hmm. and you wish that they were still alive. Kobe was a legend. And in that sense, it's okay, but just learn to, I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Not follow that.
Not follow it. But yeah, I guess that concludes off my chest. In the news, there wasn't really anything going on in the news besides coronavirus. But then I also saw that Drake revealed his baby to the world. Did you see that? What did you think of that? Because people had made a lot of this on social media.
I did not look that into it, to be honest. My only thought from my head was just, why now, kind of thing.
I don't know. I guess he felt the time is right. But I think also maybe the pictures leaked, so he just got ahead of it. I don't know. Allegedly, I don't want to get sued. I don't know what happened, but basically with the whole Drake situation, I was talking to somebody and they said that, you know, that Drake and the woman that he had a baby with, like, they really don't have any, like, emotional attachment. Like, it was some, like, stripper. I don't know. She was, like, a former, like, porn star. And
it was, like, a fling.
Yeah, and he got her pregnant. So the people I was talking to, they were saying that it is equally the woman's fault for, you know, getting pregnant by Drake. And... in that whole situation, like, what is your take on that?
I'm so biased when it comes to women, as you can see with mm-hmm. the washing hands. No,
tell me what you really feel, though.
The thing is, I want to kind of just put Drake on more of a blast, just because.
Okay. Well, okay. What is your opinion then? Like, what do you want to say?
I don't really know. The thing is, I don't know much about the woman, and I don't really know what happened between them. But I just feel like I'm already tired of. I don't even have much facts. I'm just really tired of seeing people always bash the woman. Like, oh, it's her fault. Or, oh, she was... I don't know what people were saying. Like, oh, she was a stripper. Oh, blah. Don't get me wrong. It does equally take two people to make a baby. They're both equally responsible, especially if it was consensual. Mm-hmm. But honestly, guys like Drake do not give a fuck. They just fuck girls and they, you know, isn't it the whole fuck bitches get money kind of thing? Can I cuss on here?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Everybody asks that. Is this a family show?
Yeah, is this a family show? Hi, kids.
I don't think this is a family show. Anyway.
No. I just look, you know, I just am so tired of, it's a girl's fault, it's this, it's, you know.
Well,
I do think they both share some responsibility, but I just think it's funny how people always want to
say that it's the woman that trapped
him.
Yeah,
they don't want to, like, they all want to defend Drake. I mean, come on.
Well, I don't like Drake, so it's easy for me to not come to his defense.
I just notice how people are always like, oh, well, she can get pregnant. I'm like, yeah, that's what happens when you're a girl. You can get pregnant. What else?
But some people say that she, like, trapped him and that she knew what she was doing, and now she's getting all this child support out of him.
Oh, like, oh, innocent Drake didn't know what he was doing.
Well, that's my thing. I think that if you have more to lose than somebody else, you have millions of dollars, hundreds of millions.
Drake is rich.
Yeah.
Why are people trying to defend his money?
My thing is that, why are they trying to defend him, period? My thing is that if you're in a position of power, you have more money than the individual, shouldn't you protect your assets and protect yourself from that situation?
Drake was not in danger, y'all. He was here for a good time, not a long time.
And
He wasn't thinking.
That's very reckless.
He made a mistake and now he became a baby daddy. People do that all the time, except they're broke and they don't, you know.
Well, both of them are to blame, obviously, because, I don't know, Drake could have wore a condom and then the woman.
But the whole, like, she lured him. I don't believe that narrative.
Oh, really?
Well, okay.
People do that, though.
Well, no, that's true. People do finesse other people. But the thing is, if you're willing to just get finessed like that, you're both responsible. Why are people attacking one side more than the other?
I don't know. Well, the people are attacking it from both angles. My thing is that if I have more to lose than somebody else, I'm going to always be in a position where I'm protecting myself. And I'm never going to be in a position where I'm this big Drake person and I'm getting somebody pregnant. That's really reckless.
But I think that's why my lack... Of course, it's horrible to get taken advantage of in any situation.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I wouldn't do that to anyone. But if the thing is, for me, it's really hard to have any empathy for Drake, because if he really did care so much about his assets and even care so much about his sexual health, he wouldn't be hooking up with a stranger.
Yeah, because the sexual health thing is another aspect.
Because he put his own sexual health at risk. He put his own health, not only just his financial stuff.
So you're reckless with what you're doing, and you're also reckless with your body and getting diseases and stuff like that. Because STDs are
everywhere. Their child is just an outcome of both adults' reckless behavior.
And that's sad. That's sad because the kid is going to be born into this world. He's here, but he's in the world, and the parents don't have a good relationship with each other.
They don't.
And everybody expects that their mom and dad are together. They love each other. They raise the, you know, baby together. Mm-hmm. And I get that in many ways he can still support the child, but there's something about a single, you know, parent home or single family home where you're raised by two of your parents and there's not, you know, any separation or divorce or, you know, anything like that. Like, I don't know, because there's studies to show that children, like, have better outcomes whenever they're raised by the people that birthed them.
And I feel for that child and how he's going to be affected with all of this. And
yeah, it is what it is. But what is y'all's opinion? Like, who's at more to blame? Is it Drake? Do you blame the woman? Like, whose side do you fall on when it comes to this whole Drake and the baby mama situation? Let me know.
Or you're just with me and you just want to put them equally.
I think they are both to blame. That's my personal thing.
That's my personal thing. I think they're both to blame. But, I mean,
in different ways.
People might feel like there's one more than the other. So that would be interesting to know.
What other people think.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Would love to hear what other people think.
Same.
I always get so much ideas. And then I get others where I'm like, oh, no.
Well, I guess let's get to our main topic. So this week, Melanie and I were scouring through Reddit forums to look for unpopular opinions. So I'm going to read unpopular opinions that people sent in on Reddit. And then we'll see if we agree or disagree on what they have to say. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go. So the first one that I have is learning to swim should be a requirement in school. Somebody says, similar to how some people say it should be a requirement in school to learn about finances, saving for a house and building credit, it should also be a requirement to learn how to swim. It's a safety precaution. I understand that not every child lives near a beach or river, but in the case of a natural disaster and heavy flooding, I don't know what I would do if I wasn't able to backstroke. I know certain parts of the U.S. it's less likely to have a hurricane with flooding compared to other states because of climate and geology, but you're still at risk and it's only a good skill to have, like riding a bike, only this time it would save your life.
This is funny. I like this because my mom, it reminds me of the reason why my mom enrolled me in swimming lessons was because she was convinced me and my brother were going to drown.
Really?
Yes.
That's a good thing, though. Mm-hmm.
No, I like that she did that. Mm-hmm. So I'm not against that post.
I think that people should learn how to swim. Because
Justin, you can't swim. You almost drowned. Y'all go to episode 1 or 2.
I don't know. It's not 1 or 2. It's the episode called Black People Can't Swim where I tell... I tell the story where I drowned. I don't know if I should tell it again because it's been a long time, but I don't know.
Just go back to the episode.
Yeah, go back to the episode. It's so funny. Listen to the story. I almost drowned and I still don't know how to swim. But I think that, especially in the Black community, everybody should know how to swim. Everybody should know how to swim when we don't as a community, and it's sad.
I do think it's important to know how to swim because you just don't know what happens. And pool parties are everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
You could try to have a good time and then, I don't know. But I'm not against that.
I'm not against it either. That's my take on it.
I think that's a good life skill.
Yeah.
Just how it's not just women that should cook. Guys should, because it's a basic life skill. You want to know how to cook for yourself to eat.
I don't know why we lay certain responsibilities on, like, genders. Like, working should be both people. Cooking should be both people. I don't know. Taking care of children should be both parties. Like, I don't know why responsibilities is for women and responsibilities are for men. I guess that's just the society we live in.
I know. I do understand how certain gender roles have a balance between relationships, but mm-hmm. that's, you know, different, whatever balance people want to have.
Yeah. It just depends on the relationship. Another one that somebody wrote, men should have a say in a child's birth. I know this topic has been beat to death, ooh. But I just had to vent about it. Men should have the ability to sign a legal document within the same time frame women have to do an abortion, relinquishing all parental rights should the woman choose that she wants to keep the baby. It's bullshit that a woman can say from day one of learning that she's pregnant, that she's getting an abortion, but if a man, upon learning a woman is pregnant, says he doesn't want the child, he's a deadbeat, he's a piece of shit, and he needs to be locked up, and it's blatant hypocrisy. Agree or disagree?
Oh my gosh. This one is... Can we go back to the swimming one?
What do you think?
What is exactly is it saying? Can you break it down?
Sure. It's saying that men should have...
I'm shook.
Men should have a say in the birth of a child. Like, they're saying that men should have the ability to sign a document within the same time that a woman finds out that she wants to do an abortion. And when they sign the document, that'll relinquish all parental rights should the woman choose that she wants to keep the baby. Like, if they don't want the baby, they have the ability to sign a document.
So the guy doesn't have parental rights? Or?
Yeah, he can choose to relinquish his parental rights if he doesn't want to have the baby.
Okay, no. No, absolutely not.
Why?
Because doesn't this go back to the whole Drake and his baby mama thing? It's both equal responsibility. So why, yes, even though he doesn't want the child, he did the deed. Now he wants to be like, oh, well, I don't want to be a dad. Bye. It's just like, no, if you really cared about...
Well, he doesn't care. That's the thing. If you don't care, why should you why should you be forced to care if you don't care?
Well, it's kind of, even if you don't care, you're going to have repercussions for your actions. And a man should have no say in what a woman does with her body. At all. That's how I feel. I feel like I understand that you don't want to be a dad. And I would hate for a child to come into the world and not have that father. Mm-hmm. But I just don't feel comfortable as a woman with a guy deciding what I get to do.
But he's not. He's basically saying that, hey, I'm signing this document. I don't want anything to do with the kid.
Ah.
So what's wrong with that?
In that case, I'm not sure. How do you feel about this?
I think that that's fine. Like, it might be controversial, but I think it's fine. Because I think that there's a lot of, you know, pressure put on men to be there for a child that they didn't want in the first place. Mm-hmm. Yes, you still had sex with somebody, but nobody wanted the child is what I'm trying to say. So if the woman has the right to keep a child if she wants to, even though the guy doesn't and he has to pay child support for that guy, I think that it is fair if he doesn't want the kid to sign a document saying that he doesn't, you know, claim ownership to the child. So what would you have to say in that sense?
I honestly have no idea on this one, just because I feel like regardless, even if you didn't want the kid, it's still your responsibility. Even if...
But what if the woman doesn't want to keep the baby, but the guy does?
Well, then
it's the same thing.
Oh, if that's how it is, then mm-hmm. if he wants to keep it and he wants to raise it without her help, then I understand. I kind of understand that more.
But how is what your
position? Well, it's because I think about the situations where my Where does that mean that if he doesn't want the baby, then you have to get an abortion, or you can still have the baby and he just doesn't have anything to do with it?
Yes, that's what it is.
As long as it doesn't interfere with women's own body, I don't think. Well, I just don't know. I think people should just both be responsible.
Well, this is the point of the podcast that we can discuss stuff like this. This is very controversial. Because let's say the guy wants to keep the baby, but she doesn't. See, that's what makes it complicated.
That's what makes it complicated for me, just because I would understand that he would really want to raise that child. I'm used to guys not wanting to raise a child. But if he wants to raise a child, then... But yet he can't force her to give birth. But yet he wants a kid.
Yeah, but then again, you can't force him to take care of a child that he doesn't want to. Even if... I think the laws in the United States goes that if you... have a kid with somebody, even if you don't want to take care of that kid, you still have to pay child support in some cases, I think.
Yeah, especially Texas.
Yeah.
Texas is very big with...
So they say you have to pay child support. So, yeah.
So
if you're forcing the guy to pay child support, then if the guy wants to keep the baby, he should be able to keep the baby. Are you agreeing with that?
I think he should be able to keep the baby, but...
So against the rights of the mother. The mother doesn't want to bring a baby into the world.
But she doesn't want to bring the... Oh my gosh. I want to say that... At the end of the day, both just need to come to an agreement.
Well, that's... what if they can't, though?
What if they can't?
Well, maybe... Okay, maybe this can all be wrinkled out in legal terms where they're like, okay, if I have your baby, then you, pay me. It's kind of like reverse child support. Like, if you're wanting to keep the baby, you pay me. You pay me.
What?
Yeah. Does that make sense?
No.
I feel like people listening are kind of... I don't know if y'all are confused or not.
I am a little... Okay,
so the thing is, if a guy has a baby with a girl and he doesn't want the baby, the government still makes him pay child support. So in the reverse situation, if he wants to keep the baby but the woman doesn't, if they come to an agreement and the woman has to, have the baby for him, then the guy has to pay her money.
Oh, he has to pay her money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's buy a baby, kind of, you're my incubator.
Well, I don't know if she would have to pay child support then. I think it just depends on whatever agreement that they reach, but this is kind of complicated.
This is so complicated. It would be so nice if people would just use contraception and then, I'm just kidding. I know in real life, it's not a perfect world.
Right.
I am all for the old school, both are responsible for their kid, even if they don't want the kid. Both. Have repercussions for their actions.
Yeah.
And I understand if he doesn't want the kid and she does. And most of the time, they get to leave. They just have to pay the child support.
And then that's it.
And that's it.
That's the extent of their role in that kid's life.
I don't know if I completely agree with that Reddit comment. But I can see... I can see both sides. And even though I don't completely agree with it, I see how... It makes a little bit of sense.
What do y'all think? This is complicated.
I would love to hear someone just...
This is interesting. I don't know.
That one really threw me off.
Yeah. Another one that somebody sent in... I hate going to the movies. Nasty trash popcorn, $4 bottles of water, and you can't check your phone. It says you can't check your phone without feeling like an asshole for messing up someone else's experience. Why go through all of that trouble when you can enjoy good popcorn and good food at your home... And your own water.
Ooh.
Do you want me to go first?
No, go first. Okay. I've been going first, too. Okay. And the last one, I didn't even understand it. So I was just
Okay. My thing with going to the movies, I personally don't like spending money. And I think $12 to see one movie is a ripoff when you can spend $12 on Netflix and see unlimited movies. No distractions. No people crunching on their popcorn. I hate that. One of the things I hate about the movies is people loud, people trying to walk through the aisle with their food, their drinks sloshing in their hands, crunching on candy, crunching on popcorn, texting on their phone. And I don't know, I also have ADD as well. So it's hard for me to sit through an entire movie without a break, without getting to pause it to get up and stretch or anything. My butt, since I have no butt, it starts to cramp. Going to the movies is just not my favorite thing. I love seeing movies, but the experience of going to the movies, I guess the pros are the big screen, but there's so many cons, in my opinion, with going to the movies, and it's just more convenient for me to watch whatever I want, whenever I want, with as many breaks as I want on Netflix or whatever streaming platform versus going to the movies and spending more money. But that's just me. What do you think?
Okay, so for me, in
interestingly enough, I love to save money too, but okay. I went through a phase where I just did not go to the movies at all, and now I'm kind of liking the movies again. So mm-hmm. I went through a whole year of just not going and thinking, why would I pay so much money to see a movie? But now I actually enjoy going to movies. I do not buy anything there. I just sneak in stuff because I have a big purse. So Justin, bring one of like your girlfriends, and then bring some stuff in. Everyone does it. I have no shame with it. Everything's overpriced for sure. I do kind of cave in a little bit with movie theater mm-hmm. popcorn, just a little bit. Mm-hmm.
The smell is just so overpowering.
I know, it's enticing. I'm just like, yes. I love a good movie and then maybe dinner. I love that, and I like to do it occasionally, not all the time. Mm-hmm. I feel like when you reserve it for occasionally, because I went through a whole phase where I'm like, movie theater is a scam, and I agree with the comment of why it is a little over. It's definitely overhyped, but I just now do it in moderation.
You just think there's no beating like going to the movies?
I personally do like seeing movies at home, but I also get sometimes if I do it too much at home, I get the whole stuck at home feeling, and I just want to go out. And I know I'm going out to sit back, but mm-hmm. sometimes there's like nice recline seats, and there's a big
well, they changed it up. Like in my local theater, they now have like all leather seats that can recline and
just remote control. And
but some people have that in their house. And my hot take of the week is that this whole like coronavirus thing, is the beginning of the end for movie theaters.
Really,
I think so, because the movie theaters are closed. A lot of people are streaming on Netflix, and I think a lot of people are coming to the same realization that I have, that, man, why am I spending so much money at the theaters? Uh-huh.
Did you see what they did with the, I think recently they released the Trolls movie? Cause, you know,
what did they do?
Movie theaters are closed. There's this Troll movie coming out, or it already came out. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure yet. I'm not up to date completely. Mm-hmm. But there's this Trolls movie, and there's this other movie. But the movies that were supposed to be released because of the shutdown in movie theaters, they released it online mm-hmm. or streaming, mm-hmm. but it's like expensive. It's like 20.
It's the same amount, or it's more expensive.
It's
no
not
movie.
Even far.
No movies worth $20. Let me
just
tell
you
that.
That's what I'm saying. It's not worth it.
Like I remember the days of Blockbuster where the movies were like $5, $6.
Blockbuster.
For all you youngins out there, Blockbuster was a place where we got to rent DVDs.
Yeah.
Like it was the Netflix before Netflix.
It was the Netflix. Yes, it was before Redbox, before anything like that. Hulu.
Yeah.
It was the Netflix.
It was so fun going into Blockbuster.
I would love going to the store. And then I remember passing by, because all the DVD cases were, you know, there on display. Mm-hmm. You just grab the movie.
New releases.
New releases. And there were just so many little stands. It was like a bookstore, but for DVDs or movies. And I remember passing by the Scary Movie aisle, getting scared as a little kid, and like passing by really quickly. That ever happened to you?
Not really.
Really? If anyone out there did that too, I would pass by the Scary Movie section. You'd see all the Scary Movie covers of the DVDs.
I just loved it. It was an experience.
I loved it.
Every time. And then they'd be like, your things are due on this day, and then you have to like turn them in through the Dropbox.
I would get my little Hubba Bubba gum. You know those like that long, I don't know if it's called Hubba Bubba.
The tape gum, the pink tape gum.
Even,
I don't think they sell that
anymore.
Yeah.
And back in the day, they would give you a lot.
They would. I think they said 6 feet.
Yes, yeah. And it was all gum, and it tasted so good.
Yeah, people are like, what are they even
bubble
talking
gum
about?
Flavor. I know, they're probably so confused.
But anyway, I don't know why I brought that up.
Blockbuster.
But, yeah, what was...
So, Justin basically doesn't like it, and I like it in moderation.
Okay, polar opposites.
Polar
opposites. Okay, love to see it. Another thing that somebody else sent in, they said, stop giving your kid weird names and changing the spelling because you want to go against the grain. I get that you want to be original or unique, but naming your kid Gravity, Soliloquy, Siren, Katie, or some other non-traditional name or spelling that you saw on Pinterest or on Instagram is boring. I'm tired of hearing about parents getting defensive over their child's name because complete strangers make fun of their kids' names. You gave your kid a weird name or unique spelling. You shouldn't be surprised when people point out or dislike their name if or when they're made fun of by their peers. Well, you know, this I actually agree with this person, because you know how people always like traditional names, they try and put a spin on it, like Alex, A-L-I-X. Like, that's stupid.
You know what reminds me of that funny video? A-A-Ron.
A-A-Ron.
So why didn't you say it the first time I said A-A-Ron?
Because it's pronounced Aaron.
Son of a bitch! You done messed up, A-A-Ron!
like, what else? Bailey, they do B-A-Y-L-E-I-G-H.
Doesn't even make sense anymore.
That's stupid. Bailey. What else? Megan, they do M-E-G-H-A-N.
The Megans always confuse me.
Is it Megan or Meghan?
Those, I never know how to spell Megan anymore because they always change it up. I'm like, when did an I exist in Megan?
What other name have you seen that people try and, like, do a different, like, any, like...
I see people try to change.
Oh, Chris up. With a K.
Chris.
Carly. Like, Carly. There's Carly, like, iCarly, and then there's Carly, C-A-R-L-E-E, and then there's C-A-R-L-E-I-G-H.
Oh, Marley. Like, yeah. Marley. That rhymed.
any of those names, Carly, Marley, Darley, people try and put a spin on it, and it's like, stop. Like, you're naming your kid a basic name and trying to make it special by adding a different spelling.
It just confuses all of us. It confuses all the Starbucks people. Really, my mind went a different way, and I thought of people that named their kids Violet, Indigo, Blue, or...
And even the celebrities, like, just name... I don't know, actually, my position on it, name your kid whatever you want. But just know that if people bully them, it's because of you.
It's on you.
It's on you. That's all I have to say to that. Somebody said... Fast food workers should be allowed to sass back at rude customers. It's super dumb to be told not to be rude to customers who are genuinely rude to you. If they're being mean, then they should say something back. It might even teach them a lesson not to be rude to people in general. Well, the thing in customer service is that they say the customer is always white, right? I mean,
white. Oh,
I meant the customer is always white, right?
What do you think? Entitled?
Okay, do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go first.
I think that workers should be able to be rude back to customers that are rude to them in the first place. Because I think that a lot of people that work in the service industry, they're already, like, poorly treated. And then there's other people that think that just because they work in the service industry, that they can treat them anyhow. But I don't think that's fair. I think that if a customer is being rude to you, it's within your right for your own self-respect to be rude back to them. If you dish it, I'll serve it back to you. Like, that's my thing on it.
You're gonna spit on their McChicken?
I don't know. I'm not spitting. I would never spit on somebody's food.
I know you're
food.
Too hygienic for that.
I would even if I hated them, even if they were racist to me, I would never spit in somebody's food because I never want that energy returned to me. Imagine if you got chicken nuggets and there was mucus all over it and you took a bite and all the mucus is in your mouth.
Do you remember that whenever that one girl licked the ice cream?
Ariana Grande or?
No, that she licked the donut. The girl that licked the ice cream at Walmart.
Yeah.
Do you remember
that? I would never do stuff like that. Like, chilled. I don't know why those
and
little kids.
And she was sick with something, and no.
They said she had the flu, and she licked it, and I think she went to jail.
Good.
Whatever.
Over licking Bluebell ice cream.
But people should be able to be rude to rude customers. That's just my thing. I don't care.
My take on it is, I'm not for, because customer, okay, food, the food industry, like the food service and then retail, they get the worst end of it.
Mm-hmm.
They really do get the worst end. They get a lot of entitled people that mistreat them because they know they can get away with it. And I am not for that. Mm-hmm. And I think that standard needs to change. I know customer service is put in to be a good representative of the company and all of this. However, I hate it when managers throw their employees under the bus and when customers think that they can treat an employee a certain way and mishandle them and the employee is afraid that they're going to lose their job.
Mm.
I feel like, in a way, I do worry about, you know, people working in, like, retail or fast food and dishing it back to the customer just because most of those customers are fighting you are crazy and I just don't want anyone to be in danger. So I don't know if fire with fire is a great way, but you do have the right to defend yourself by any means. I'm not saying don't.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. No, I also feel like there should just be something protecting employees from customers just because the customer is definitely not right.
Yeah, if you see YouTube videos of people like getting into fights with all these people, it's ridiculous. So your thing is that you should be able to defend yourself, but you shouldn't attack them the same way that they're attacking you. Because didn't you think that they're a representative of the business and that attacking the person would like...
I think that they still need to find a way to... be professional about it, but also if they do in a way talk back to the customer, it shouldn't hit them and they shouldn't lose their job over it.
because I have seen people lose their jobs over saying something back to a customer.
And they were probably within their right
to do that. They were within their right. Uh-huh. So I'm not against them defending themselves. And if a customer gets fizzled with them, by all means, you should.
I wasn't talking about physical, because even if somebody tries to fight me, I don't think I'm going to fight them back, because I'm not going to jail.
Well, yeah. Well, that's the thing. I don't want anyone getting physical with each other. But I'm not going to jail. I think employees should be protected under, you know, human rights to be defended.
Oh, workers' rights. Workers' rights. So you think something needs to be written in about workers' rights and being able to stand up for yourself?
Because people are just so nasty.
It was so nasty and so rude I don't ever bring anybody around me like that.
So nasty.
And that's what happened.
So rude.
And they really do know that they can get away with treating them a certain way. And as someone that's both worked at fast food and retail, these people are a mess. Like, these customers are just so wacky. And
what's your worst, like, customer experience that you've had with the customer?
It was actually back when I was working. Mm-hmm. It was back when I was working at Home Depot. I didn't want to return an item, so the customer just started screaming at me. And it was, like, this really tall guy. Mm-hmm. I remember I started crying. Oh, but damn. I know. He was just screaming at me, saying... basically making fun of the fact that I worked at retail and just saying that he was above me. And because a lot of people, you know, they do look down on people that work on retail, and they bust out all their demons and insecurity and ego on that person working. And I was working retail to pay for my school. However, there are people that do back when I was in school, and there's people that just do, but they have it as a career. And to have someone basically tell them that they're nothing because they're a cashier, and this guy was fronting. He was like, I have more money than you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, sure you do. You're trying to return a product that's $2, sir. And you're max, you're not getting your refund.
Well, okay, why did you give him his refund back?
Because it was used product and it was...
It was damaged.
It was damaged and used. And he wanted those $2. And I'm just like, and it was late at night. I was alone. And I was also scared about losing my job because
you know, you're not
this
allowed.
This broke... grown man was yelling at me.
Well, what's the
saying
policy?
I'm nothing. And well, the policy is that you can't return items that are broken and used and that are a year old. Is what I'd like to think. Okay. I know Lowe's likes to return stuff, and now people want to go to Home Depot.
You're throwing shade at Lowe's.
Oh, I am. It's okay. I'm not relevant or anything. Lowe's can't come for me.
I'm dead. But yeah, just I think customers should treat people with respect, but also I think that if you're able to dish it, you know, the person that's working there can dish it back to you, and they shouldn't lose their job over it.
That's what I think.
I don't know. That's just me, though.
I do agree. So basically, we both agree with the comment.
In a way, yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
I just want employees to be protected. Y'all.
Somebody says, I'm a college student, and I love the forced transition to completely online platforms. I thought it was such bullshit when I had to get up at 5 a.m., commute to class, park off campus, and take the bus to campus and walk just to sit there for something that I could have clearly done at home. Sometimes there are labs and research, and I'm not referring to that, but I love being able to finally optimize my time, my sleep, and my convenience. Being a student shouldn't mean that you have to do useless and time-wasting things by not sleeping well. There's another way now, and it's called online courses. Sure, I like chit-chatting before a lecture, but what I really care about is my sleep and that my study time isn't being wasted. I actually have more time now to socialize with friends and family every day. It's beautiful.
I love this opinion. Really? I love it so much. No, yes, because even though I've already graduated, I'm retaking a couple of prereqs or some, you know, basically I'm retaking some classes. Mm-hmm. And as somebody that's working full-time now, I love the idea that I could just go online.
On your own time.
And make my own schedule and do it on my own time. I know... online classes are tricky because you don't know when things are due. Sometimes you can get too distracted. But I'm actually really good with online classes. I've already adjusted. And I think they're great. The thing I hate is that a lot of online classes... And I understand, like, even the comment said, if it's like a lab class or a science class, I understand why being in person is crucial. If there's a lab, well, lab for any science or math or whatever lab requirement it is. Mm-hmm. But I think there should be more online options. And I know... on the other hand, I get why some people wouldn't completely agree, just because the whole point of paying for these classes is to get in and get that teaching experience and to get that college experience. And right. I do like the fact that during my undergrad, I got to go on campus and see my friends, and it felt more like I was getting my money's worth because I was in that college environment. But as somebody that, you know, has already done their whole college experience and live their undergrad, and I need classes to be more accessible online so I can just work more
on your own schedule,
work on my own schedule,
finish school when you can,
because it's hard to work full time and you have, oh, this English class is right in the middle of the day, mm-hmm. and
then you have to formulate your work schedule to your school schedule.
And you're commuting all the time. Mm-hmm. So it just really depends on what position you are on life. And I think that there should be more online classes available, because there really are not as much as you think.
My opinion on it is that another thing that relates to coronavirus, that coronavirus is forcing a lot of people to take online school. If you're in high school, everything is online now, I think. Actually, I don't know if they're closed. And colleges are online.
I think high schools are closed.
Okay. So high schools are closed, but in college, they're transitioning everybody to take online or adapt their current classes to an online
I think high platform. Schools are doing online too, but I'm not sure.
They might be. It's been so long.
Yeah, it's been so long for me.
But I don't know what they're doing. But if they are doing stuff online, some people are doing stuff online. And I think that this is the beginning of the end for in-person classes as well. I think that people are going to be finding it easier to, you know, take stuff online rather than to have a class, have to go to lecture, have to drive to lecture. Because a lot of people do commute to class, and a lot of classes, there's no online, you know, option for you mm-hmm. to take the course. So you have to, you know, be there in person. And some people work. Some people have other things to do. And it's really hard to set a schedule to, you know, meet for an in-person lecture. And some people find it easier to do everything online on their own pace. So I think because of this, a lot of schools might find it easier to adapt to an online platform, and then in-person school will be mm-hmm. like lessened in a way. That's my thing.
Now, my thing is to shout out for any of my hands-on learning people, because I do like to have that classroom experience mm-hmm. and I do enjoy having that classroom experience. So I do just wish that there's more of a variety of online classes, just so it can help me more, especially with working full-time. But mm-hmm. I do love that classroom interaction. I love it. And I know a lot of people do, especially older mm-hmm. students too.
I honestly don't like online.
I'm not a complete fan of online either. If it's anatomy, chemistry, physics, I want to be there in person. And I love mm-hmm. meeting people. So I do. And I know that sounds a little bit contradictory for what I'm saying, but I like that. I just like the idea of having more opportunity to take things online. But I love
I don't
the
like,
online interaction.
I don't
the,
like,
I'm sorry, the in-class interaction.
I don't like online at all. I don't care if it's an easy class or a hard class. I just don't like online, because I think for some people, it makes you lazy. It's like, okay, I have this
lazy.
Online stuff. Oh, I don't really have to get to it because the deadlines are so flexible. Because with the online classes that I took in college, like, the dates were so flexible. It'd be like, just get this done by this date. Mm-hmm. And usually I would end up doing it at the last minute. So for me, it wouldn't work. I feel like with, like, in-person classes, it kind of keeps me on my toes. And I'm an extrovert, so I like talking to people and interacting with my professors and my other classmates and making friends. So with online, you can't really do that as much. You see, like, oh, so-and-so said this on the discussion board, but you don't see that person. Sometimes you don't know what that person looks like if they don't have an avatar. So in many ways, like, there's pros and cons to it, but for me I just don't like online. And I think what we're going to see in the future is more schools adapting to an online platform, because I think that's what public school is going to be. Because is there really a reason that we have to be there physically for high school?
I hated high school. I was bullied.
See? Oh, maybe that's why you like online. Nobody can bully. They can cyber bully you.
Oh, they can cyber bully me by my Instagram. Be like, kill yourself.
They can cyber bully you. So bullying, you can't escape from it. But I don't know. My opinion is that online classes is not for everybody. It's not for me. But we're going to see more people, especially with this coronavirus and us adjusting to life after coronavirus. People are going to see the pros with that and start, you know, adapting to that.
Has anyone seen that? Oh, this is such an old commercial, but anyone seen that taco commercial where it's like that little girl and she's like, ¿por qué no los dos? Like, why not both? You never, Justin's like shaking his hand. Anyway, there's like this commercial, I think it was arguing between like hard taco or soft taco, uh-huh. and the little cute like Mexican girl's like, I'm Hispanic, y'all, by the way. She's like, ¿por qué no los dos? It's like, why not both? I'm definitely always that person where it's really hard for me to argue with people because I'm always like, why not both? So I just think that there needs to be a good mix of online, in person. Because if you notice, online is very limited, you know?
It is.
And I do see more of it, of options being available, because, again, I work full time. So right now I prefer. However, that doesn't mean I miss that classroom interaction. My anatomy class is now online, and it's anatomy. Mm. And I loved going to my class. Mm. I would take time off work. I got my job to just work with my schedule. And if a job works with your schedule, that's good.
It's a good thing, really, because not everybody gets that.
I know. And I would love just going up to, you know, my classroom and talking to my classmates. And I'm a little bit extroverted, too. So I do think it makes you feel like you're getting your money's worth, and it just emphasizes the quality of the education. Then you can go to the science center, the English center, but I like a good balance. I do like a good balance.
Yeah. For some people, like, they prefer one over the other. And exactly, I definitely prefer the in-person.
And it also goes with personalities, introverted, extroverted.
Yeah.
And this commenter seems more introverted.
Yeah.
And
well, if it works for you, it works for you. I'm not here to shame anybody that prefers one over the other.
And I can see that they're a lot happier. If I could have done high school online, oh my gosh.
You would have done it? Well, I hated high school. I don't think I would.
I had a horrible time in high school. That's why I would not mind.
I would not mind. I didn't have a horrible time, but I just don't like it. Like, if I didn't have to deal with the stupid people, like, I'd rather just be online. But then being online means that you're at home, and I don't want to be. I don't want to be at home. Sometimes school was my escape from being at home.
You know, it did help. So high school did. I did not learn anything there, but I did learn how to not be as socially inept. Even though I was bullied a lot, I learned how to survive the socialness of the world, the social jungle.
Right. So another person says, school shouldn't teach you practical life skills. Okay, let me say that again. Another person says, school shouldn't have to teach practical life skills to student. As a parent, that's your job. I hear it all the time. Why don't schools teach practical subjects that kids will actually use when they grow up, like how to pay taxes, how to buy a house, how to be financially responsible, etc.? Who needs algebra when they grow up? As a parent, it's your responsibility, not a school's, to teach them simple life skills that will benefit them as they approach adulthood.
But not everyone has parents.
Well, you're raised by somebody. It should be your guardian's, like, responsibility, should it?
Well, what if your parents don't know how to do taxes?
Well, I don't know.
Because,
like,
they were taught those life skills.
Well, how are they surviving then? Like,
I mean, there's tax centers that do it if you make a certain income below 50.
Okay, so you think the school should teach you that stuff?
I honestly am so for schools teaching me some useful things.
Well, what is my thing? Well,
don't get me wrong, y'all. I love school, and I'm not mad that I had history or English or anything like that. Do want to clarify.
Sorry, but that's not all we learn in school, though. Remember, there's home ec where people make stuff and cook.
I did not take home ec.
But I remember
the home ec kids made some diarrhea-looking stuff.
Really? They just, like, you can...
It's just like, what are y'all making?
You can cook. Like, they taught us to cook in school. So my thing is that if you're teaching to cook, is that not a basic life skill that everybody should know?
But not everyone takes home ec.
Yeah, but not... I guess these classes would be optional. Like, the same way these, like, home ec classes are optional. And
I think I took, like,
woodworking. We didn't even have that. Like, I don't know. I guess for engineers, and I don't know. I guess that's important for them. But I think that they're saying that these should be electives that are offered by schools. Or maybe they're saying it should be a requirement that we have to learn these things in addition to science, math, English, and history.
I think the commenter is just saying that schools shouldn't have to change or adapt or... That it's not the school's responsibility for teaching you these life skills.
Then don't teach us math and science, then.
I think school should incorporate life skills in the curriculum. I think, why not?
Isn't that the point of school, to teach us things that we can't learn somewhere else?
Exactly. See, like, I don't know. We actually agree on this one, because I would not mind a whole course on taxes, because... Mm-hmm. I think I did take a money management class in high school, but it was just BS. It was BS.
Like one of those easy A classes that nobody...
Yes, you didn't do anyone. Everyone got an A. Even the kids that were stoners got A's. I would not mind, instead of electives... Well, I don't want to take away the arts. I think, you know, art and stuff like that, or sports is, you know, how any kid can express themselves. But, you know, I wouldn't mind that instead of... In college, I wouldn't be mad if, instead of taking, like, art appreciation or music appreciation, it was like, okay,
this is... Tax appreciation.
Tax appreciation. I wouldn't mind something like that, just because degree plans make you take a whole lot of classes that I just found ridiculous.
Right.
That was my biggest just frustration with college.
And it's money.
And it's a lot of money. It's like, take these electives. And it just would be nice if they had
some useful, like, and my friend did say that there was this money management, like, elective in college that they took that was really helpful on budgeting.
Well, I wish I had that.
I know, I wish I had that. No. I'm like, I didn't, but they don't, you know, it was obviously this little hidden gem that they found. And
Okay, I'm going to, like, go back a little bit. Uh-huh. You said that you agree that schools should teach us. I'm going to say that if a parent knows how to do that and you're not teaching your kid, you're making a mistake.
Well, that's parenting. That's,
that goes back to parenting. You should be teaching your kids everything before they leave your house. Like, by the time you leave your house, they should know how to change a tire. You should know how you do the taxes. You should know how to, you know, get credit and get a credit card and stuff like that. So I think that if you do know those things as a parent, it's your responsibility to teach your kid that.
And I'm not against the commenter. I do think as a parent, you know, you're supposed to, you're building this whole other individual that's going to go out into society. I would love to give my child everything I know and more. But I just know that not everyone will have that privilege and opportunity, which is why I wouldn't mind schools incorporating that either. You know?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, both, I guess. The school should be a supplement to what you're getting at home with what your parents are teaching you. Okay. That's fair enough. But what do you guys think? Should the school teach that or should the parents teach that? I guess it depends. Because I wasn't really going to, I didn't think that you were going to say that some parents don't know that. I thought that every parent knows that.
No.
Every parent has to do it, but I guess not every parent like knows the ins and outs of credit and taxes and all that kind of stuff.
No, I know parents that don't, you know, have credit cards.
Yeah, the same thing with like financial aid. Like a lot of, you think we should learn, they should teach us that in school as well.
Financial aid?
Because I don't know, financial aid, even since high school, has always been like confusing.
Like FAFSA?
Yeah, like FAFSA.
I had to teach myself FAFSA. My parents...
Yeah, some parents don't know how to do that.
My parents, you know, they knew about FAFSA. Like, get FAFSA. Cause, you know, I come from a low-income family, so my parents don't even have credit cards.
Oh, really?
And it's not that they don't... Well, they just don't want to mess with credit cards.
How did they buy a house, then?
Interesting.
The IRS maybe needs to pay them a visit. How
let's
are you
cut this out?
I'm dead. I'm like, how do you buy a house with no credit? Anyway,
I don't know, man. My parents, they immigrated here. Who knows? They did, you know. But
anyway, somebody says that cell phones should be banned at all live performances. Filming a performance of a band or artist makes you too focused on capturing a moment rather than living it. I feel that it's disrespectful to the artist on stage to play to a disengaged audience, and it's disrespectful to the people in the audience who want to listen and participate in the show going on stage. I guess there's a pouch that some people have to put their phone in certain concerts. They said that should be mandatory at all music venues. What is your take on this? Or would you like me to go first? Or would you like me to read it again?
Can you read it again?
Sure. Somebody said, cell phones should be banned at all live performances. Filming of a performance or a band with a cell phone makes you too focused on capturing a moment rather than living it. I feel like it's disrespectful to the artists and it's disrespectful to the people and audience who want to listen and participate in the show. And they also said that they think that the pouch that some people have to put their phone in during concerts should be mandatory.
But in a lot of concerts I've been at, everyone has their phone and they're but recording.
That's the point. That's what they're saying. They said that cell phones should be banned at live performances for that reason.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm addicted to my phone. I want to record. I'm not for it.
Really? I'm for this. Because a lot of musicians, they hate it. Because before, like, the smartphones, a lot of people, like, that were artists loved how intimate they were with the crowd and how people were really focused on the music and the energy and being present in that moment. And I think that with cell phones, a lot of people are too busy wanting to record the celebrity so they can go post it on YouTube, post it on Instagram.
I see. You know what? Let me retract a little bit.
Okay.
Because I am...
Oh, my God. I feel like every time I make a point, everybody, after hearing it, rechecks their position.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang, am I just following with the crowd?
No, not that there's something wrong with
that.
We
need to argue, Justin.
Not that we have to argue, but I feel my personal opinion is that sometimes the way I explain things is rational, so it's easy for somebody to be like, okay, that's rational. I see where you're coming from with that. Yeah.
Yes. Because the reason why is you reminded me of that moment that we don't, or that, because I was thinking about this actually months ago, where we're so quick to want to just make boomerangs or take videos to post on social media, and we're in such a race to prove ourselves that we're not really just living and enjoying this moment. Does everyone have to know that you went to this concert, or does everyone have to see that 30-minute video on Instagram story that you posted on that concert?
But are people not entitled to their happiness, though?
But is their happiness is living through
the validation and attention of others? Is it true
but
happiness?
But is it validation and attention wanting to capture the moment and post it and remember that memory of my first concert or having fun with friends?
But is everyone really doing that? Because a lot of people just do it to look a certain way.
Well, and some people do that.
And they're too focused. No, I know some people do it because they just want to... I just want to capture the moment. I put up my phone and then I put it back down. Mm-hmm. Once I feel like I've purely captured the moment. But that's why I want to be able to have my cell phone, because I want to be able to capture the moment and then put it away. And I can control myself. But I know other people want to record the whole thing and... Or they want to be too... I just feel like people get too consumed in putting up a certain social image. That's where I'm getting at.
I don't know. I feel like we've lost, like, especially with live performances, we lost the authenticity and the feeling of being present in the moment. And technology is to blame for that, because smartphones are so high quality now that if you're close enough, you're basically seeing the concert and you're there, basically. So I think that hurts in a way, especially if you want to go see a concert. People are, you know, posting videos of the concert that you want to see, because a lot of people want to go blind into a concert. They don't want to know what song is going to be performed. They don't want to know what the stage is going to look like. They want to just experience it for themselves. But I think that with cell phones, like, everything is spoiled before you go get to see the person, even if you try your best to avoid spoilers sometimes.
Exactly. And I feel that there is just too much nowadays. And I know that even the singers get distracted because it's just phones. No one's really paying attention to the music. Mm-hmm. No one's interacting. The crowd is not, you know, as responsive. So I just think that, as far as I personally don't want my phone taken away.
Well, they don't snatch up everybody's phones, but some people, they have this, like, pouch that they give everybody, and you have to, like, the way they construct it is that there's no way you can get to it. And they like, I think as you exit, they, like, put some little, you know, like, those, when you go buy clothes somewhere, there's that little tag that propels ink if somebody tries to, like, break it. It's kind of like that, and you need something to, like, get it, a certain contraption to get it off. It's kind of like that, except it's a pouch, and they, like, do the same thing, and then you're able to get through your phone.
I would say if an artist decided to do that, I wouldn't be mad.
Okay.
Even though I want to be able to record certain things for my own thing, I wouldn't be mad if an artist decided, you know, I perform better without having all these cell phones around. Then I wouldn't mind if that was what the artist had wanted. Because aren't I going there to see the artist?
I guess, so. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like... I think maybe artists like it just so people can remember what they felt like. And there's no, like, visuals out there, so people can go back and watch it. They're going to be more excited for the next concert.
I'm also easygoing, but I know a lot of people would not... I'm easygoing. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's a bummer. But I know other people would be like, no, I want to... have a moment. Some artists do like having the phones
out. Right. So it depends. That it takes away. So what do y'all think? The last one says, too many people rely on coffee to function. Almost every single adult drinks coffee every morning, and if they do not get their daily dose of it, they make excuses that they didn't get it if something goes wrong. Coffee makes me sick, I can't stand the smell or the taste, and this is probably a very unpopular opinion, but too many people rely on coffee to start their day. There are some health benefits, and I know it stains people's teeth, but it also seems like a drug. Definitely not the same, but it has similar characteristics. Hopefully I'm not alone in my viewpoint of coffee.
No, can I go first?
Go ahead.
They are not alone. Me and my brother have talked about this too, just because coffee, I don't know for him, but for me, coffee... Well, we both try not to drink it, but for me, coffee makes me sick. It literally makes me, in a way, almost hallucinate. It's really? Just like, I'm probably like, it's like, I know how some people are like, girl, what coffee are you drinking? But it's just drugs. It's not actual coffee. It's just drugs that I am more sensitive to caffeine, and it either, depending on how much sleep and how much I've eaten, it either just makes me really anxiety written and I can't focus. It makes me a little bit disoriented. I don't know, coffee just makes me sick. There's a whole list of symptoms, and sometimes coffee will just give me energy and make me a bit more impulsive, and that's it. And that's like the least, you know, of all of the symptoms I get. You know, so it depends on, again, how much I've slept and how much I've eaten, and then what blend of coffee affects me. I know that's a lot, y'all, but I do want this commenter to know that they are not alone. The thing is, unfortunately, what I found is, even though coffee is not really good for me, and I,
you know, I'm very caffeine sensitive to it. And it's weird because teas, the caffeine and teas don't bother me. And sodas.
But it's something about coffee.
Something about the caffeine and coffee really affects me. Even though it's not the best for me, I do kind of enjoy putting my creamer in and everything. I do like how it tastes with the cream and the sugar.
I don't know.
But don't get me... Wait, but like with what's happened though is now that I've been working full time, is I've actually been drinking it more. And I have become a little bit like not addicted to where, oh, I need to have my coffee. And the commenter is saying that it's annoying how people try to use caffeine as the lack of caffeine as an excuse. Like, oh, I didn't take my drugs. So I can't function. So, but what I found is I've started, and I probably need to just, not probably, I need to change my sleep schedule, but I've found to be kind of using coffee right now as a crutch to stay alert and stay awake at work. Mm. And it's becoming bad because it is becoming a little bit addicting because it's a drug.
I think coffee is for clout. I really feel like there's not, people don't really like coffee like that. They just like the idea of saying that they like coffee.
It's a clout thing.
Ah, gotta get my Starbucks. Like, shut up.
And so, like, they cannot handle coffee. I really am not into that clout.
I think
I just need that something to keep me awake.
I think,
and I hate that it's coffee though. It does stain your teeth.
I don't care. I don't know if people want to drink coffee, go for it. I'm not really bothered.
I love iced coffee. I'm not gonna. I like iced coffee.
Like,
but it is overhyped, and it is. People are just. It gets addicting, Justin. I'm not trying to say it gets addicting to anything.
I'm addicted to tea. To, like, boba places, like, that kind of stuff.
I love boba. Hey, by the way.
I know. Perhaps. But other than that, like, I don't know. I'm not really, like, addicted like that. But my thing is that why do people care? People make excuses for it, and I get that, but I don't know. I don't really care. If y'all want to drink that, if y'all want gold teeth, go ahead and drink it. But
I understand the commenter's point of view, though, because he's, in a way, kind of living in a world where everyone seems to just be really into it, and he's kind of not even just talking about the hype. He's talking about like the reliance people are putting on. You know what I mean? Because that's what I'm trying to say. It's become a crutch for me.
Yeah, too much of something is a bad thing.
Yes, I'm relying on coffee now, even though it does, you know, affect me a little bit. Like, I'm sensitive to it. I've now kind of used it as a crutch to stay awake. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot.
People do use it as a crutch.
Yeah, and that's what's happening.
Rather than going to sleep on time, they're like, oh, I can get my coffee in the morning, and then they're all grumpy when they don't get their coffee. Get a grip. Like, just go to sleep on time. Find healthier ways to not be tired.
But I gotta give the commenter credit because he's realizing that a lot of us are using it as a crutch to stay awake. We're all tired, and we're just using it as, you know, some people use energy drinks, a lot of people use coffee to stay awake
or whatever.
It has become an addictive
crutch. Well, if it's addicting, then transition to tea or something else, because I don't think tea is as bad. Well, this is the coffee is not the bad thing, right? It's the caffeine, right?
I don't know.
Is it something in coffee itself?
I do think tea has more health benefits, but not everyone likes tea.
Not everybody likes coffee.
That's true. So, anyone that's a non-coffee drinker, what do y'all use to stay awake? Is it tea? I have tried to use drugs. Is it the snort? I have tried to use green tea to stay awake. Now,
I don't like green. I don't like the smell of green tea.
I like green tea. It's an acquired taste.
No, it's not for me. Like,
considering you like taro boba, I thought you would like green tea.
I probably like it, but I don't know. There's a green tea something that I tried before, and it was disgusting.
I think it's matcha.
I had matcha yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
Do you like matcha?
I do. It tastes like grass.
It does taste like grass.
Like, when I took... Because I haven't had it since, what, November? And I got it again yesterday. And
Where did you get it?
From Share Tea.
The Share Tea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all, come sponsor the show. Share Tea. But yeah, it tastes like grass. I like it, though.
I like matcha. I like the grassy, herbally... I feel like a happy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
My little grass drink.
But that was the last one that we had today. These were kind of some tame... Unpopular opinions.
I'm sorry, y'all. I got really confused with the whole, little contract birth thing. So I wasn't able to give much feedback on that. That really threw me off.
It was a confusing one, but I'm interested to know y'all's thoughts on it.
I would love to know what other people think. Maybe someone can break it down to me.
Yeah. Well, definitely we'll talk about it in the live. Speaking of lives, you guys, for you guys that listen to the show and you need more content, on Thursdays, I'm starting to go live every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time, sometimes 8 p.m. Central Time. But if you want the exact time, follow the podcast page at Polar Opposites Pod. I'm going live because I like to discuss things further. Sometimes there are things that I address on the show and it needs to be fleshed out further. So by me going live, connecting to you guys that listen to the show, we get to talk about these things in more depth. And I don't know, it's fun as well because y'all get to see me, y'all get to see some of my guests, and y'all get to comment and be interactive with the topics that we discuss during the live. So definitely tune in tomorrow. Or whenever you're hearing this, tune in the following Thursday. But it's fun, so I hope you guys start joining the lives and see what we discuss. So it'll happen on Thursday, which is tomorrow. Or not tomorrow, but
tomorrow's
whatever.
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Yeah, tomorrow's Wednesday when y'all are hearing this episode. But when y'all hear it, it'll be on Thursday. So mm-hmm. Yeah, join the lives. Melanie, join the lives.
I will. I'll join.
Yeah. But yeah.
I think, have time now.
Yeah, we all have time. We're all stuck inside, so we need something to do.
But yeah, guys, also practice any self-care stuff. Don't get trapped in your thoughts and know that you're not alone.
Yep, you're definitely not alone.
You are not alone.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening. Melanie, thank you for joining
thanks
me.
Thanks for having me, Justin. I had so much fun.
Hopefully next time there's more, like, risque and like
right?
good
we
unpopular
talk
opinions
about plastic surgery.
We should on
and
the next
stuff
one
like that. Yes.
Okay, come back. I don't know, I'll schedule you.
Okay.
we'll work out the date.
I'll see you guys soon. Yeah. Hopefully if Justin decides to text me back, you know,
I will. I always text back. But yeah, hopefully next time there's more like crazy or unpopular opinions. It depends. You never know what batch of unpopular opinions Reddit mm-hmm. will have. But next time we'll see. But again, thank you guys for listening. If you're not following the page, feel free to follow it. It'll be linked in the description. You can follow Melanie. I'll link that in the description and all that good stuff. So yeah, y'all continue washing your hands. Continue being safe. Continue social distancing. And don't social distance yourself from the podcast. But
yes.
But as always, I'll catch you guys on the next one. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Take care, guys.
Bye, guys.